Every so often I hear a news story or see something online about another group that names the name of Christ that has decided to allow women to preach or serve as elders or hold some other leadership position. And also I recently heard about members of the Lord's Church seeking to get women opportunities of service in assemblies. For example, these two outermost positions on the table here. Those two positions, they don't lead in prayer. They submissively serve, and some people have wanted to open those positions to women. However, regardless whether it would be lawful or not to do that, I think that the people seeking that for women are misguided. Because at least most seem to be seeking to give women something because they think the women are incomplete. If only they can serve here, they'll be fulfilled. If only they can be included. If only then they'll be really part of the church. And that is just garbage. That is what that is. It's rubbish. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that every man and woman in this congregation, from Dylan to Tippy, is just as much a part of the Lord's Church in this congregation as every other. But I digress. I've heard people preaching about this. And they like to go to 1 Timothy 2. And I'm going to read verses 11 through 15 real quick. Let a woman learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence, for Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be made whole in childbirth if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control. And more than once, when I've heard this preached on, I've heard it phrased something like, women are not allowed to have leadership positions in the assembly, but they get to experience the miracle of childbirth. And that's just not very satisfying. You don't get to lead, but you get to have babies. That's not very satisfying. And there's a reason it's not very satisfying. It's because that's not what Paul's saying. Paul says the women will be saved. They'll be made whole. Why is she not whole? What's missing? It's verse 12. And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. They're not going to get to teach. They're not going to have authority. What fills that void? What makes them whole? She will be made whole in childbearing. And does it end there? No. It's not just having children. It's if those children continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control. If her children remain faithful Christians, she will be made whole from not getting to teach or have authority over a man. How? Because they get to teach their children. They get to have authority over their children because a mother has so much influence over her children. And if those children remain faithful, then they're going to have a huge influence on the church. Consider Brad Gallman. Brad Gallman is a deacon. He's a teacher. He teaches song leading. He has a huge impact on this church. How much did Carol's teaching shape him? How much impact has Carol had on this congregation through Brad? I submit to you that just with that one child, she's been made whole. But Justin, what if I don't have children? No, that's a good question. If you don't have children, that doesn't mean that you don't have these opportunities for influence. Teach a kids class. or get involved in some other way. I'll tell you right now that every woman that's taught Jason and Zoe in that class has had a huge impact on them. Jason came to me one day and he said, "No, Dad, you're wrong. That is not what Miss Dorothy said." She made an impression on him. So what's your point, Justin? This is supposed to be an invitation. The point is this. God has roles. We talked about it in class today. You're an eye, you're a foot, you're whatever. God has roles. God has a purpose for you. God has a place in His kingdom for everyone. And in God, you will be made whole. Don't fight it. Don't try to replace it with something. Trust in God and embrace it. The way into His kingdom and into that role is to hear the Word of God, that Jesus is the Son, is God's Son who came and lived a perfect life as a man and died a perfect sacrifice to take away your transgressions. Believe that Word and repent, turning from your wrongdoings to a new life. Confess your belief in Jesus as the Savior and the only begotten Son of the Father. Put on Christ in burial, in baptism, and rise and walk in a new life as a new creature. And if you've already joined the kingdom, but you're not fulfilling your role, or you've left your role completely, or you've left the kingdom completely, come forward and let us pray with you. If you have any need of the invitation, come as we stand and sing.